Hi friends, today I'm talking on a topic of living hope. Now these days, everyone actually almost got used to hearing of this wars and earthquakes and lawlessness, and also this moral decay. And actually many in Christian communities, they're asking, are we living in the last days? According to Bible, the answer is yes. But the good news is, the message of the Bible, message of Jesus Christ, is not of fear. It is one of hope. Jesus himself spoke about the signs of the last days in Matthew chapter 24, verse 6 through 8. I read it for you. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and the kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famine and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of the birth pains. Yes, the world is shaking and it's rocking, but Jesus tells us, do not be afraid, do not be alarmed. These signs are not meant to frighten us, but to awaken us, to prepare us for his coming, and to lead us to the only safe place, which is found in Jesus himself. Jesus compared the last days to the days of Noah. Matthew 24, verse 37 to 39, he says, for as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. People in Noah's times were busy with life, ignoring God's warnings. But there was one place of safety, the ark. When the flood came, only those inside the ark were saved. Jesus is our ark today. The world is heading towards judgment. The time of judgment is drawing closer than ever. But God, in his mercy, has provided us a way of salvation through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is our only hope and one true hope. He is our Savior. In the midst of darkness, Jesus is the light of the world. The Bible tells us in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to Father except through me, Jesus said. Many are looking for hope in government, wealth, or human solutions, or what they have, or how strong they are. But only Jesus offers eternal security. Only in him can we find peace in troubled times. So Jesus invites you and all of us to enter his ark before it's too late. Just as Noah built the ark and invited people to enter before the flood, Jesus is calling us all to enter his ark of salvation. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, as some count slowness, but it is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach the repentance. God's heart is full of love. He does not want anyone to perish, but the door of the ark will not remain open forever. One day, Jesus will return. The question is, are you inside the ark, or are you still outside? So you may say, how to enter the ark of Jesus? So number one is to repent and to believe. Turn from sin and trust in Jesus as your Savior. Acts 3 verse 19. Number two, follow him. Live in obedience to his word. John 10:27. Number 3, stay watchful, be ready for his return. Matthew 24:42. Friends, these are not days to fear. These are days to be strong in faith and full of hope and bold in your witnesses if you have believed in Jesus Christ. And if you're not yet a believer, today is the day, because we are not promised tomorrow. We do not know what tomorrow will bring. But as you have today, and the Bible says that now is the time for salvation, to get saved. You do not have to wait. You do not have to go clean up, but you can come to Him just the way you are. And He is going to forgive you, and He is going to make you new. And when the flood comes, when the earth quakes and shakes, and when it breaks, we do not have to be afraid, because our true salvation, our entry into eternity, is at hand. So Jesus is coming, and we say, come Lord Jesus. Amen. Call on the name of Jesus and be saved, and get yourself into the ark. Get your families into the ark. Get your friends into the ark, and be ready.